and good day to everyone. I'm going to start by a small narration of an incident I heard on the radio not too long ago. It was a conversation between a man and his young daughter. The man was telling his young daughter about the countless attacks that had taken place around the world. He was telling her how the ISIS terrorists were responsible for all of these attacks. The man also told his daughter how there was an increase of Islamophobia in result of these attacks, and how Muslim women were being labeled as terrorists. The young girl innocently asked, "What is a terrorist?" So the father replied and said, "A terrorist is one who frightens others, who terrorizes them." So the young girl thought out loud, "So those individuals who are frightening women wearing a hijab, who are hurting women wearing a hijab, who are saying negative racial comments to the woman wearing a hijab, aren't they also essentially terrorists?" Terrorizing people is terrorism, no matter what. Be it ISIS doing the terrorizing, be it Al-Qaeda doing the terrorizing, or the racist individual on the street. It's all characterized under terrorism. A few years back, I was verbally attacked by a boy in my class. He called me a suicide bomber. A year after that, I walked into the store looking for a bathroom, and the woman approached me and asked me if there were any explosives in my backpack. Shame. Countless more similar encounters, leaving me to wonder, how is it that every woman wearing a hijab automatically becomes a spokeswoman for every Muslim in the country? In Amal Ahmed's term, it's like there's a stamp on our forehead that reads, "Complaints? Rage? Anger? Bring it all here!" Why should 1.5 billion Muslims apologize or condemn what happened in Paris? Are we asking the entire white population to apologize for the slavery? No, and why should we ask them to apologize? Why should we ask them to apologize for some acts that they did not even commit? Something like this is simply illogical and ridiculous. Islam teaches that an unjust attack on one person is an attack on all of humanity. So yes, I stand in solidarity for justice, and I send my prayers and condolences to not only those affected in Paris, but also those affected in Afghanistan, those affected in Syria, in Iraq, those innocent passengers that were killed in a recent plane attack. But I do not apologize for an act that I did not commit. I am not accountable for the actions of some crazy nuthead who claims to be a Muslim. I cannot stress enough that ISIS is not Islam, and Islam is not ISIS. They say Muslims have a surge of hatred in them, and indeed, we do. We hate oppression. We hate expulsion. We hate suppression. We hate exploitation, and we will continue to hate oppression, suppression, expulsion, and exploitation till the day these things are eliminated from the face of this earth. It was reported that those that committed this heinous act were screaming at the Muslim lady to go back. They said to her, "Go back to your country. Go back to where you came from." And I, as an immigrant, wholeheartedly agree with them. Yes, I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to take the next boat back to my country, India, provided all the immigrants are ready to join me, including my white friends, as I can drop them off in Europe on my way, and we can all leave this country in the hands of the Native Americans. We are a global country, and all of us contribute to the diversity of this country. Nobody, regardless of their color, race, or gender, should be discriminated against. Where there's diversity, there is beauty, and there is strength, and this is what Canada is all about. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
You're not aware that we're aware of your despair. Don't show your tears to your oppressor. Don't show your tears. Try not to cry, little one. You're not alone. I'll stand by you. Try not to cry, little one. My heart is your stone. I'll throw with you.
Yeah.